First in family, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
It's a Saturday.
Saturday
Q&A, and these are becoming a bit more of the norm, it seems, as we find things to do, as we venture out of the cave, if you will, and make friends and have fun. We end up coming to you live on different days, but we're still here. We're still excited to hang out with you guys, the First In family, and answer any questions or just hang out, if you will. So if you have anything, if you're here, let us know. Let us know you're hanging out with us. And if you have any questions, drop them in the question box. We may ask you to hit the link, you know. And bear with us because we are coming to you live from the hotel room. And
we found a new hotel. So this hotel was a random search, and it's only a year old, and it got great reviews. And I was like, well, if the Wi-Fi is good, this is going to be it, because this is one of those like studio type full kitchen, dishwasher, full fridge, and then the bedroom is in a separate room, so we get some space separation, which I love because we're not little people. So shoving us into a small little hotel room really is no good.
Speaking of wanting to shove someone, Murphy thinks she has some jokes. She says, well, well, look who decided to show up.
Hey now.
Yeah, Murphy, we had some technical difficulties. Imagine that. Imagine that we had some things to do.
The laptop is actually stacked on top of two Tupperware to raise it up because we still haven't gotten that right.
I want to say I could shake it and they'd be able to see, but they can't because of the cameras. It's totally separate. Anna Patterson's here. She says, it's a Saturday and the earbuds are helping keep my ears warm. And I'm watching the fifth soccer game of the day and it's 50 degrees.
That sounds
rough. So we will do what we can to try and help keep your ears warm and keep you entertained. Not that soccer is not an entertaining sport, but I imagine on the fifth game of the day, you've had enough, right? So, like Anna said, we found this new hotel. It appears the internet is working splendidly. Yeah. So this may be the hotel we stay at. It's pretty solid. So we're kind of digging it. It's got this whole sweet vibe, kitchenette, sweet desk space where we could stare literally right into each other's eyes as we worked, which is not
just
off-putting
what we want.
At all. But no, we're pretty happy about it. And the internet works, which is the biggest thing.
Yeah.
So Philip's here. Philip says, in case my name is Blate from Philip Cuervo.
You're good.
Y'all going to keep me awake during this overtime. Brother, happy to help in any way we can. I can't promise we'll be here for the whole shift because we've got to get to a concert in a minute. But we're happy to hang out and see what's going on with you guys. So Murphy says, I'm just teasing. I'm glad it worked out. I was starting to worry the Wi-Fi wasn't going to work. Yeah, we had some stuff to set up. Like we got all these stupid lights and stuff. We got to get set up. And
we have a track record of the Wi-Fi not working in hotels. You're right.
So we checked it out ahead of time. We were pretty confident it was going to work.
Yeah.
And it's been a while since we've gone live remotely like this. The app I was using, I had gotten rid of, and then I decided to get it again, and we hadn't set this up with it. And long story short, technical difficulties. But hey, we're here. We're here hanging out.
The Wi-Fi works, and it's been a good weekend so far. We actually had a tester. A friend of ours lives in Orlando, and she stopped by, and she had to take a Zoom call. And she's like, well, my Zoom call worked perfectly. So I figured, okay, we're going to stream just fine then if you were on a Zoom with like six other people.
We figured that that if the Zoom call worked, we could meet with you guys.
Yeah.
Anna says, my only question was about the reunion. Did more people sign up or do you have to get a different house? So since we keep things super duper transparent with the fam, what we did was we have two houses. So right now, we are fronting an exorbitant amount of cash flow to hold down two houses.
But yeah, because we didn't want to end up needing a smaller house and in the same situation as the townhouse, which worked out, but that's probably not going to happen again. So
we also know that one, this reunion is in December, and two, we have not really talked about it much. We've mentioned, I think, it once or twice in official posts, and the rest of it just been like this. So we haven't necessarily been pushing it. But we got two houses. So one way or the other, we got a place to go. The second house actually comes with a pretty sweet bonus, the smaller house, in the fact that we can bring the pork chop.
Pork chop.
So, like we said, if people do not decide to come, we're going to have fun anyway. And what I mean by that is if it's not like, you know, as large as the last one was or bigger, it'll still be an awesome time. And throw that icing on the cake, we get the pork chop. If we get a smaller house,
you know, more one-on-one time for you guys with the coaches.
So, we're not gonna be, you know, it's so hard to say we're not gonna be upset because we want everyone to come on the planet. But like we talked about recently, all we can do is set up a meeting, set up a field trip, set up a reunion, set up a trip. Can't make you come, right? And we know that we can't meet everybody's schedules, and we know that some people think we're crazy for wanting people to jump on planes and come hang out with us, and we get that too. So the best we can do is do the best we can. And man, maybe we picked a rough weekend for everybody. Anybody that can come is gonna have a great time. If we use the smaller house, we got the pork chop with us. If we get the bigger house, well, we got the bigger house, which is pretty awesome too. But this house we're staying at, we don't know what we're staying at yet, but the smaller one we just paid for is pretty sick. Like the amenities part of it,
it's like a water park.
The pool,
kind of.
The water park, the whole vibe is super awesome, and the house itself is really nice. So we're stoked either way. Either way, we got you covered. FBU, not sure who you are. I'm not sure why my freaking stuff is so bad on these things in my overlays. I'm not going to worry about it right now. I'm just going to slide these things around. I'll have to fix this back
in the
house.
Whoever you are, either click the link in the post or just dash your name.
Yeah, let me know who you are, but we have not talked about Universal yet. So don't worry about that. We'll take care of that.
Yeah.
I am actually.
We will talk about.
Looking at stuff right now. I should be in preview mode right now, but that's okay. Style, fixed position.
Jonathan's messing with something right now. So as soon as he's done messing, we can talk about Universal.
We'll see how this goes. So let us know who you are. Coach Amy's here. Hello. How are you doing? Oh, and did you go right or left last night? We went left last night. And I'll tell you why we went left last night. They threw a little tricky house in the mix on this one.
Yeah.
The 10th house, the final house, was kind of positioned in between your left and right choice. But when you went right to meet up with it and it dumped you out at the exit, it was right at the start of a left-hand search. So we went to the 10th house, theoretically house J, and then rolled into house A and completed the left-hand search.
We also looked at which houses they were, because Halloween Horror Nights is funny. It will surprise you which houses are best versus what you thought would be the best. Like the ones that I thought were going to be killer were okay. They were good. But I got shocked and blown away by a house I didn't even know. The thing was, when we did a left hand, hit the 10th house first and then went left hand, we got to end on Beetlejuice.
Killer. That was a killer thing. And guys, I'm pretty sure I see where this is going. We're going to go ahead and throw up the free-for-all because that's this entire live call,
right?
Yeah,
y'all got questions.
We're free-for-all in the whole thing. Murphy, talk about the reunion, says I'll be there so you know it'll be fun. I mean, it's hard.
We're trying to get the pork chop there
if
we're in a smaller house.
Oh, there we go. It's Grayson. Grayson says she'll click the link.
No worries.
No worries. We know who you are. It's okay.
Universal was awesome.
Universal, guys, was sick. I told Ann I was kind of bragging. I think we reached like a 97% efficiency threshold on our plan last night because we hit all 10 houses and we were probably out in what, maybe 3 hours and 15 minutes?
Yeah.
So we were
at the car, like we were walking out the park at 10 p.m.
Yeah, man, we were getting after it.
We hit 10 houses, 4 scare zones, and several bathroom breaks.
We got the crap scared out of us a couple times.
Dude, there was a...
And it kind of just built, right? Like my resting heart rate is normally pretty low, and I'm just sitting there chilling, like on like house 7, and I look down on my watch as I'm just hanging out at like 103, just steady elevated the whole time.
I was like... Sinus pressure, like breathing hard after the 5th house. I was like, I need a break.
But I mean, man, we had a good time. And so, you know, we went to Howl O' Scream because they had it at SeaWorld for the first time. If you want to check it out, and to be honest, I was pretty impressed.
Yeah.
I thought they upped their game pretty good. It was a lot better than it is at Busch Gardens because, man, it's janky when it was out there. I mean, it's okay. The thing about being at Hallow Scream is they can get a lot closer to you. They kind of give a whole lot less of care and concern for, like, legalities, I guess. And they'll get some good scares. But, you know, man, we went to SeaWorld, and it was good. The production value was good. Everything was great. Until we just went to Halloween Horror Nights, man. And I will tell you, the sets are better. The costumes are a little bit better. You can still, hey, that's a mask, you know. I mean, this isn't like, you know, you're on a Hollywood set. Well, Hollywood special effects, you are on a Hollywood set. But, yo, the smells.
They pumped smells in. It was like there was roses all over one of the rooms, and it was like rose scented. Like it, and then there were gross smells.
When you're in Texas Chainsaw Massacre,
oh, with the pigs and they're cooking the
chili, you smell like the cooking meat, and then you take another turn into like a pig, and it's like, oh God, I looked at him like, damn, that's disgusting.
Dude, the quality of these sets,
the smell, man,
just, it was unreal.
Super good, super good. So,
and Beetlejuice, by the way, for anybody who likes the original Beetlejuice, right?
Yeah, man.
It was the movie.
It was awesome.
The Beetlejuice was everywhere in every form of his character. They had.
They tried to throw a couple scares in, like some jump scares, but it didn't matter because, like, you're in the waiting room with the shrunken head man, a guy smoking that's on fire, and you're burned. I mean,
dude,
it was awesome.
They had a real life actor playing Beetlejuice when you first walked in, and he was interacting with people, making jokes.
It wasn't a recording. Yeah, he was like a comedian. It was killer.
Oh, so
Beetlejuice
good.
Was definitely the house of the night.
Yeah, Hallow Scream is good because the characters get in your face. They get like an inch from your face. Halloween Horror Nights, production value scared all the way.
Total production value.
Yeah.
Nell is here, and Nell says, hey, folks, how goes it? I'm a sitter for a busy old guy, so he's watching with me to keep him busy. He won't remember a thing. We'll do our best. Nell said, all immersive, how cool. I mean,
so
I am so annoyed with these comments.
I know. We're not going to mess with it right now.
I've got to update my settings from the live machine.
Nell it
said,
was, yeah.
I also forgot to click the link. You were good. Yeah. Yours retained. I wish I knew what the reasoning was.
It was super cool. Beetlejuice was the best house to end the night on. I'll tell you why. Because I felt like I was going to have stroke every house. And by the time we got to Beetlejuice, it was just fun and interactive.
Right.
It was not super, super scary. It was just entertaining. So by the time we left the park, I was like, that was cool.
Yeah.
I'm calm. It's nice. It was a perfect night.
Yeah, it was good. And I'll tell you what, the unsuspecting, like, MVP, like, for, like, best, like, you know, scariest house was just one of Universal's, like, off-brand houses. It wasn't, like, the Icons. It wasn't, like, a movie. It wasn't Haunting of Hill House or anything. It was, like, this pumpkin yard. With, like, the pumpkin lord.
Dude, they
like,
had this.
You thought it was going to be, like, total Bobo house, and it was the best.
They had lattice work. So, right, like, so, like, the lattice work and stuff all over that looks like the fences or, like, the gates and stuff. But it was elastic, and it looked like wood, but they were elastic. And I didn't realize
until
one of these pumpkin dudes pulled the elastic apart, shoved his head through, and started screaming. And I was like, oh, crap.
They had the same thing in this pumpkin. It was the only house they had this. It was, like, fence slats.
Yeah.
And then right at the beginning, you're walking in and the dude just comes out of the fence slats. It was like, what? Dude, that was a good house.
Scariest house that night.
That was, I think, what, like 6 or 7 in?
Yeah, I don't know, but it was awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, it was a good time. We had an awesome time. Got the crap scared out of us. I think both of us slept horribly last night because of it.
I mean, because we were looking. By the time we got back, ate food, did the thing, it was like 2 a.m. We're like, oh,
yeah,
still not sleeping.
It was rough. So we've been up all day. It's been kind of a hard day.
But we're here, and it was worth it, and it was cool.
Went to Morimoto Asia.
Yes.
Again, ate our ribs and ramen. That's like an awesome combo.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got
We're sitting extremely close, guys, and I'm sweating. So I just want you to know, like, you know, we're fine. But I want you to know what we're going through. Like, my sweaty leg is on my wife's sweaty leg.
It's pretty gross.
It's pretty gross. It's getting pretty gross right now. Yeah. But I just wanted to keep it real with y'all.
So next year, we will have Halloween Horror Nights party. If everybody wants to come, y'all can come out and we will hit it up.
You know, man, I don't know how serious he was, but my man Larry Patterson, he got him a comment about Halloween Horror Nights.
Yep.
Grayson, you can let me know how serious he is. And he said, man, I'm jealous. You know, I wish I was there or whatever. I said, next year.
Come on.
And then I said, man, why don't we do a fall reunion around Halloween Horror Nights? And then, like, you know, however many people show up, maybe it's just me and Ann, who knows. But we could all go to Halloween Horror Nights. And I think that would be a pretty rad outing. But I will let everybody know that I'm insane.
He doesn't play. We get there. He gets the map in his hand. He picks a direction and we go. We hit all the houses. No excuses. Just heads up.
Yeah.
He's serious.
So maybe we'll pitch that around next year about a Halloween reunion. Because Halloween Horror Nights is legit. I'm stoked. Nell says she's not going for Halloween, but she can't wait to see it all in December. That's right. Nell will be down here in December.
Yep.
I'm excited to hopefully be able to meet up with her. But yeah, man, so that's really it. Kind of a low-key day.
Friday before. Oh, we were supposed to eat Texas Day Brazil Friday. Jonathan's mom got sick. She's okay. She just has a stomach bug. So we did not ask her to get in the car and drive 2 hours to come and try to eat, which you can't, right? So we had to
unplan that day, right? When you plan 2,000 calories for lunch.
Redoing that day because I had to pack everything for yesterday and today and tomorrow morning. And now the whole day got thrown off and I was like having a panic attack in the morning. Doesn't matter. Worked it out. Fixed the plan. We ended up getting poke, which was nice.
That was good. That was nice.
But it's a good food weekend.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Got a concert tonight.
Gonna go see my buddies in Newfound Glory. I've been texting with my boy Chad all day. Gonna go down there and see them. It's COVID concerts. So the normal, like, hey, come hang out backstage kind of gimmick is not available because there is no hanging out backstage. So we're gonna find some time to hang out with him. They don't play till 10 o'clock at night. And
yeah, their set starts at 10 o'clock.
I'm just not in the mood to go discover some new talent. Some bands I've never heard of, so we're gonna show up late. I'm gonna message, get with him on when we can come hang out and say hey, and then try to get back here and get some sleep because we're at Bagels tomorrow. So we're gonna leave Orlando in time to make it to Bagels tomorrow. So yeah, it's gonna be a busy weekend. Like that whole like, oh, I can't wait for the weekend to catch up on sleep. Nah, I'm looking forward to Monday morning so I can wake up rested. So yeah, Anna says I'm out on that one. I hate horror movies and houses. You know, man, being scared, it's like one of those, like, it lets you know you're still alive kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, you got me good. One of the things I got scared about the most last night was so silly. It was one of those scare zones, right? And I'm looking, I'm eyeing this
it's like a
shack,
hut,
shelter. It's got, like, some stuff hanging in front of it. And I'm like, man, that is a perfect place for somebody to jump out and scare me, but it looks empty. So I'm just going to look this other direction over here. And dude, this creature jumped out and got me. I buckled a knee. I'm trying to put my set up, you know, get ready to handle business.
Waiting for it. And then, like, how did you not know there was a thing in there? There's going to be a thing in there.
I thought the thing was on break because they do cash changes. And so sometimes you'll go through an area and it's like, oh, it looks kind of thin. They must be on a cash change.
Not even close.
Nope, got me. Got me good. Got me good on that one.
We're trying to get back to you guys.
Larry says, I'm in for Halloween time reunion with Universal.
Yes,
see what I'm talking about, man. You inspired this idea, so we're gonna take some votes and see what we can get figured out next year. But like I said earlier, man, dude, I'll do a reunion every week and I don't care. We'll do whatever we can to get the family together and have fun. So if something works out better than another thing or something sounds better for some people and not others, we'll try to do everything we can to get everyone together. But I thought Halloween Horror Nights would be legit.
I think it'd be awesome.
Uh-oh. Murphy says, all the food sounds delicious.
It was.
I can't wait to taste again.
One thing
at a time. I'm just glad you're not hemorrhaging out that liver anymore. I think that's the big one we were focused on. What is Coach Amy saying? You need a nice rolling rain tomorrow afternoon for a good nap time with your new roof.
That metal roof is legit.
I take it. That sounds really good.
We probably
actually will
after Bagels go home and nap. There's no way that we can't. We can't just keep going.
We're actually planning on maybe napping before we go out tonight because that's the status of our
10
day.
10 p.m. set time. Yeah. Disney Springs is like 7 minutes from here.
Yeah. I just don't see us powering through.
Yeah.
I got a pub sub I got to eat, which is kind of exciting. But other than that, I'm thinking a nap is in my future. I got a little bit of work I got to do because, you know, we work. But outside of that, I think I'm gonna try to sleep for like a solid 45. Hannah says, I love scaring the crap out of my kids, but I hate getting scared.
You know, I don't enjoy the thought of going into haunted houses. I don't. And I know I go to this with him every year. But when you come out, it's like, I don't know. I always come out smiling. Mm-hmm. And I come out smiling and I'm like, God, they're so good. Like, they're so good. And the sets are so good. And the smells and the experience is fun. And yeah, you get the crap scared out of you. And it's exhausting. We walked 9 miles. With all the houses
yeah,
last night.
He goes through
8.9 miles.
9 miles, man. It was
it's just fun. The rides are open, whatever. So, you know, it's a good time.
Yeah, it's not a good time. I noticed some members of the family are repping their new First In themed t-shirts.
Yes.
I'm really excited those came out. I know Ian was the first one to jump in there and drop his. I'm pretty excited those came out. And just got hers yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
In the mail. So if you ordered, I know Monica said she ordered, Monica Goff.
They should be there.
They should be there soon. If not, let us know. We'll
get on
some peoples. But yeah, man, that's about it. It's all we got. It's just been a jam-packed, crazy weekend.
We got one normal weekend, and then we're looking at a cruise.
One normal weekend, and we're on a cruise.
Pending a COVID test, right, because we have to take the rapid test 48 hours before the cruise. So you could be positive and be in trouble.
Right.
So we're just hoping. This is the one last hurdle we got to get through, is take this little test.
Right. We got to not have a disease. And if we clear that, then we can get on a boat, which we're pretty excited about.
Yeah.
Murphy says, nah, the liver is fine. The scar is gnarly. But I'm healing just fine. You know, man.
Scars are the stories of your life.
That's
dudes.
It. They say that chicks dig scars.
Not sure that helps you a lot.
But I don't know if that helps out much, Murphy. You'll have to let me. I mean, you don't have to let me know about that. That's personal business. You to you. But maybe, I don't know, maybe Greg's dig scars. Maybe that's the newest thing. Maybe it doesn't matter who digs a scar, because it's just a story of your life, something you adapted and overcame. So if you got a gnarly scar, that's cool.
Hey, look, there's that time I almost died right
now. I got a couple of those. You know, no big deal. No big deal. And still with me. Ugly scars and all. It's all good. Someone's yelling
now
at us.
Get your nap.
Now go get your nap. Is this still Grayson? I don't know if she clicked the link or not. I'm going to imagine this is still Grayson, because she seems like she'd be one that would yell at us to go take a nap.
We'll get there.
I don't know why I'm dragging this thing around the screen. The next one's going to be off the screen. We'll get this figured out. We're not at home, guys. Thanks for bearing with us. But yeah, we're going to get a nap on. Are we going to eat first or nap first?
Probably nap first, because their set doesn't open until 10 p.m. The doors are like 6:30, but there's three openers before Newfound. I'm not about that opener life.
No, man, none of them sounded good.
No, I'd rather stand in the back and listen to Newfound because it's packed already than get shoved up in the front for 4 hours. No, we're not going to get there early so we can sleep.
Yeah, I'm with it. This couch we're on, guys, is driving me nuts. It's like super wonky. It's like a fold out. And if you could tell, we had this picture squared in the frame, but like we're both literally sinking past the middle of this into this couch. So I don't know. It's that road life, man. It's that road life. So
it's all right. We're here. We made it. It's good.
The internet's working. I'm happy about that.
Yeah. This is our new spot. I like it. Anytime I can get separation between the bedroom and like the office and living room, and then the kitchen is a full kitchen.
Yeah, this is legit. And the crazy thing here is we're here for 2 nights.
Yeah.
So we thought about, let's just, you know, go home tonight after Newfound. What a terrible idea that would have been. We're not about that life anymore, driving home at 1 o'clock in the morning.
No.
Not to mention we would have, like, had to hang out at, like, Starbucks all day. And we would have had to see those three opening bands, and that would have been horrible.
Yeah.
So we're just hanging out, doing the thing. So if y'all have anything, any questions for us, I know we answered Anna's question about houses. We're double dutying right now. We'll pay the cancellation fee or whatever we have to do.
We got it covered one way or another.
Yeah, to get it figured out. So much like the show, the reunion must go on, and we're excited about it. So whether it's, you know, 800 people or 8 people or one person, we'll be stoked. Coaches, we may have to bunk it up again, but that's okay. We'll see how it goes.
The girls don't mind.
I know.
We'll have a girls' summer party again.
That's
cool.
That's it. But yeah, we're excited about that. So yeah, man, anybody has any questions, lay them on us. If not, we'll go take a nap. No big deal. NBD. It's a pretty low-key, pretty laid-back around here. Again, that's my apologies. I'm a little sleepy. I didn't get a whole lot of rest last night.
it's just a lot, right? Like 10 houses, 4 scare zones. We did it in like 3 hours. And all the people, it's just a lot of people, a lot of screaming, a lot of heart rate getting up. So by the time we got back, I couldn't barely think, couldn't get my shoes off. It was, haven't been zombied like that in a while. Worth it, but yeah.
Coach Amy says, we better be bunking. Hold on, I got to fix this again. We better be bunking when I'm crawling into bed with the girls anyway. Yo, man, you do you. It can be that kind of party, Coach. I'm not here to say it can't. We're all adults, right?
I'll snuggle with you.
We're all adults, so y'all just you know, don't let HR know, and we'll be good. We'll have a good time.
It's okay. I'm HR. It's cool.
I don't even know who HR is.
I don't know. What's Tasha?
Well, I thought Tasha was HR.
And she doesn't care. She's bunking up with us.
It is what it is. It is. It be what it be. So yeah, so I'm pumped about it. So December is gonna be awesome. Do we have anything before December?
Not yet.
Yeah, we'll have to see because all these holidays get in the way, right? So we're gonna cruise. I'd love to get out to Central Florida, like Lakeland, Tampa area or something, yeah. And do a meetup. But man, it depends. Like, you know, expecting anybody to have, like, you know, a Saturday available in November is kind of a stretch. So we'll probably take a vote on that one. But yeah, that's about it. FIT's opened up. If any of you guys are interested in FIT, we'll help you out. Fully involved training is going to be kicking off. Run into a strength phase.
We're starting a strength phase.
Just finish what? What did we just finish?
Hypertrophy. Hypertrophy phase.
Going to run into a strength phase starting Monday, which is pretty awesome. And outside of that, I don't really have much.
Murphy's offering Amy Saunders a bed.
Uh-oh. Amy Saunders says you can bunk with me and Mandy. There you go. Already kicked Greg out. Already kicked Greg out of the spot.
Bye.
I can dig it. No worries, Nell. Aww. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Take care of yourself and your buddy. And, man, we're going to be napping soon. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, that's all I got. We just want to come hang out with you guys, touch base, see what you're doing, see how Saturday was going, how your weekend was going, see if we can help you out with anything. And it seems like you guys are all smooth sailing, no questions. And that's never a bad thing. That's never a bad thing, you know.
We love questions, but if you don't have any.
Yeah, if you don't have any, that's fine. The only question we did have today, we already covered. Val asked us how much fun we're having, and we're having a lot of fun.
All of it.
We're tired, but we're having a lot of fun. But I think there's a bang in my future, or maybe some coffee or something, and we're gonna hammer down and go to the rock show, and put my earplugs in so my tinnitus doesn't bother me all night and regret my life decisions because I'm not 20 years old anymore. But it'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
But on that note, hold on.
Amy's got enough snuggles for everyone. Yes, you do.
All the snuggles for all the peoples.
Yeah, you do.
It's going to be a good time. But on that note, man, if you guys don't have anything, have an awesome Saturday.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself. We're going to cut this one short, it looks like. Maybe the shortest Q&A in history. And that's just because I'm really tired. I'm kind of dragging, and I don't want you to subject you guys to this, you know, loopy version of me. I want you guys to get the real deal. And I shall have it.
Yeah. Thanks for coming by, though.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Murphy says, have fun tonight. We're going to try. We hope you have fun tonight. I'm hoping they play Himalaya or else Chad and I are going to have words. But outside of that, y'all have a good night. Thanks for being awesome. Thanks for tuning in. And thanks for being first in. We will talk to you guys soon. Take care. Have a good night.